We're sharing headphones and a microphone. I feel like we should sing a duet.
I don't like sharing.
We should do a duet. What do you want to sing? Islands in the stream.
All right, I'll be back.
That is what we are. Something. Where did we go wrong? I don't know. Anyway, how are you?
Hi, Hunter.
What's up? How are you? Somebody normal. All right, what's going on?
Yeah.
Well, I'm normal.
No. You're kind of losing it. It's your second day in quarantine, and you're getting a little weird earlier.
You talked once about making love to a fishing rod, and everyone thinks you're weird.
He's losing it, Kiki.
I heard
He's losing it.
I can tell.
How does he look?
He's in a robe.
I mean, how's his face look? Are his eyes wandering? Is he getting that crazy look in his eye?
Yes, a little bit.
No, crazy, man. It's a little weird. I feel like I'm goofier than I normally would be just because I'm in the confines of my own home.
He's a lot like me in that sense. Is like when you don't have anything to do and somebody else is really busy around you, like the wife working from home, it's like you want to poke the bear even more. It just eggs you on for some reason. I know it's terrible, but that's what us guys do, I guess.
Yeah, we're weird when we're by ourselves. And then now in my home with a microphone, it's bringing the weirdness out to everybody.
Yeah, you can tell. Have you annoyed Amanda yet?
Yeah, she's pretty good at ignoring me. And there's a couple times where I'm like, you know, she's got her own little office space up there. And I'll walk by after the show, you know, during my show. And, hey, what's going on, Bob? You know, and she's so in deep into her work, which is great. But she doesn't even hear me anymore. It's weird. It's like I'm just like a background. Yeah, I'm just like in the background to her.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
How are you doing? Are you annoyed yet?
Real quick, Chris Harry messaged me and said that I'm far from normal, and then he just gave me the forecast for some reason.
It's 28 and snowing.
I love Chris. He'll send you some random stuff.
Just random stuff all morning.
He drove by and honked this morning. He was en route.
Yeah, I think he honked at us on Monday morning.
Yeah, that was Brian.
That was the other jackass that we know. You jerks. Anyway, all right, we got to get to it. We got your dumb vocabulary. Should we do it? Let's do it.
Yes.
Dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. Stevensville.
No. It's Nailed Steven's it. Thrill. It's Steven's Thrill.
Steven's
That's what
Thrill.
I call it.
What's up, Steven's Thrill? Anyway, he is essential. Insurance is essential, and he wants to make sure that you're covered. So if you need a quote, if you got to update your insurance, if you're looking to get your boat covered, I know it doesn't seem like boat weather right now. Maybe we should bust the snowmobiles back out. He covers it all. Seriously, if you got any questions, you got concerns, email him, call him. Chris Thompson is there for you. Give him a holler.
Chris.
Oh, this is terrible. Sorry, Chris. We apologize. Hey, real quick about that boat coverage thing. And hey, guys, I did not look this up. I did not research this. But I heard through the grapevine that yesterday that they're lifting that ban. Maybe they haven't. Don't quote me on this.
Well,
but I heard
glad you brought up the information that you don't know. That's fantastic.
So
maybe if you have Google, do your own damn research. But I'm just sparking the interest.
Why didn't you do that
here
before you reported it?
Because I didn't plan on you guys talking about boat insurance.
Look, I'm not 100% sure.
Hey, what do you want me to do?
Maybe not mention it.
Well, I didn't say, hey, it is lifted. Go ahead and bust your boats out. I said, look.
Take the boats out?
Yeah, there's a ban. So if you have a boat with a motor, you cannot take it out. But you can kayak, you can paddleboard, you can do anything that doesn't have a motor, which is a trolling motor, a motor. It's electric. Who knows? No horsepower. But I heard through the grapevine yesterday that it might be lifted.
Who is your source?
It's going to be lifted. I can't tell you. He's very, very important.
It was a cat. It was Tito.
It was Tito.
Are you hearing voices again?
So maybe we would have an extra thing to do if you guys have a boat. Because
yeah,
I know the people that have.
You probably
I'm not saying
can't
that.
Be on the boat with anyone outside of your household.
Right. But people were still pissed because there are dudes that love to go out on their boats and just fish by themselves.
Right.
So. This guessing news broadcast brought to you by...
Hey, it's the Plan B morning show. It's not like we're on WSJM here.
We're just guessing. All right.
We're just throwing things out there.
Thank you, Hunter. That was perfect. All right. Your dumb vocabulary for today.
Maybe we can find that answer out. Text Brock or me or something.
Yeah. Just let us know so we know. Kiki's going to Google it. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's see. Let's do.
Dude,
no.
I gave you so much. I know.
But the whole time I was laughing at you. I couldn't focus because you're like, I'm not sure, but. Just maybe. Well, God, I've literally done like all of these. We've done that one. Hold on. We've done turkey jerk. I think I said
I had a
one.
Boat once.
You
it
had
was
a boat?
Blue boat. It was a blue boat.
It was. I painted a blue boat because you know and I've you never know seen a blue boat.
Here's another. Here's another thing with the boating ban. A sailboat. I mean that doesn't. I mean some sailboats have motors, but. If you're just sailing, there's a hell of a lot of wind out right now.
All right. You killed enough time for me. I got one.
All right,
I got one. Thanks, Hunter. I'm just not even going to address it.
Hey, it's brilliant.
Your dumb vocabulary for today, thunder pump.
Thunder pump.
You should have seen Kiki's face like, ugh, thunder pump.
Thunder pump.
Thunder pump. Ooh.
I have names for my left and right arm. It's lightning and thunder.
A little bit of lightning. A little bit of thunder. Don't get caught in the storm. Woo!
I have no idea.
A thunder pump. It's going to be sexual.
Like you want to pump it up?
It's definitely sexual.
Like, are you trying to pump up certain thing before you act in a manner?
She's making direct eye contact with me right now.
I know.
And it's creeping me out.
It has something to do with your arm. Your arm, Kiki. I have a feeling it has something to do with your arm.
You want
to? Yeah, go ahead, Brock. Explain it.
Thunder pump. It is a loud, vigorous session of sex.
That's dumb.
That's not dumb.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
There's no way we would have guessed that.
Because you guys are stupid.
No, I think you're just trying to lead Kiki into something again because you're working from home. I know what's going on with these dumb vocabularies recently.
Say it out loud. What's the example?
I'm not going to read this one. Example. Brock is trying to get Kiki to do a thunder pump on air.
And everybody tuned off.
Never happened.
You flashed me in your robe yesterday, you perv.
Prove
it. But think about the ratings. The ratings. I mean, it wouldn't be a long bit, but it would be a bit.
No, thank you.
No thunder pump on air?
No, I don't like thunder pumping.
She likes quiet rain pumping.
Because I don't know what thunder pumping is. I think this is made up and it's dumb.
It's right there. It's written out.
I think you made it up.
Maybe.
He's reaching. He's reaching, isn't he?
You know what? You two, if you don't start appreciating my dumb vocabularies, I'm not going to do them anymore. How about that? Then we won't get any great words. All right. That's
he's
your...
threatened to take away the dumb vocabulary.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it away. And you guys are going to miss it. That's your dumb vocabulary. We'll be back.
Rock 107.